This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And NCS51.com, especially if you're on your phone, that really works well, the NCS51.com. Okay, just a little programming update. We're having some difficulties with our overseas providers, and it's affecting our national feed right now, so we're trying to clear that up very quickly. And if you're missing any of this show, you can pick it up on the podcast, and also a live feed out of KMYC 1410 AM. Excuse me, we'll be on Saturdays from between 4 and 6 p.m. Saturday afternoon on KMYC, 1410 a.m. out of the Sacramento area. Okay, so anyway, we got a lot of things going on. I just want to bring you up to date. 30 minutes ago, we got the latest daily presidential tracking poll. And for all of you that were sweating about Donald Trump and the things that were going on with him, he's up to 47% approval. Last week, Monday, he was at 42%, so a huge spike. And I suspect that once the stories start to filter down, especially the story that Fox News is now trying to cover and hide, you notice that Fox News has really kind of turned against the president. That's because of the influences of people like Paul Ryan. And there's a lot of really good news people at Fox News, don't get me wrong. And, of course, the Ed Henry scandal doesn't help, does it? It's interesting that Ed Henry had this affair situation that back in 2016, and they gave him 6 months off, and they rehabilitated him. And it's interesting that, and remember, he had surgery. He gave half of his liver to his sister, and he seemed to be on the mend. And then all of a sudden, Just recently, a female in Fox News from years back filed a complaint against him, and they fired him. They just outright fired him. Now, I'm not too sure how the complaint went. I know nothing. I'm Schultz. I know nothing. Anyway, there's a concern I have at Fox News in the way they handle these things. I've had these, when I was a school administrator, we used to have these things all the time. And, you know, in terms of sexual harassment complaints and all that stuff, and some of them are very minor, you know, I can remember vividly some of the circumstances that would go on with sexual harassment complaints. The interesting is the sexual harassment complaints from one sex to the same sex to same sex sexual harassment complaints. Boy, that's that can be very, very dicey. And I've worked on those before. It's interesting. And, you know, people get mean. You know, and it's not good for the workplace. Not at all. You don't want it that way. But anyway, it's a very touchy area. And I'm watching how they've done this in the past. Remember, they had ALs, and I think it was like every man standing was considered to be a place to go and attack. And it didn't seem to me. And this is my own speculation as I was listening and watching and seeing how things were going on. It did not seem to me that there was any kind of real process going on in terms of investigations. Now, in fairness to Fox, in this situation, they said they hired an impartial law firm who had never had anything to do to basically investigate the charges. And we don't know if the charges are true. How they can be substantiated or what, you know, because when you do these things as investigations, they're very lengthy and you got to cover a lot of ground quickly. I get that. But oftentimes, you know, you do find things that's like, wow, I didn't know that. I'm just saying there's something I think systemically in the Fox system where there's a real bias against men. I'm just saying that. And just as the way that they've handled it, it looks that way. So the reason I bring this up is that some of this stuff historically is, to me, and depending upon how far back this goes, I guess it goes back, you know, he came to Fox, I think, in 2011 or 12 or something. So he's been there for 8 years. And then he had this one incident in Las Vegas. That's not true about Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas gets out of Vegas. There's no question about it. Anyway, he had that thing going on, and then the report this time was from a prior incident to that, and I guess, you know, how does that play out? Why wasn't that brought out to begin with? It should have been brought out then. Everybody knew what happened with Ed Henry in Las Vegas. I mean, remember, it wasn't, this was during the Clinton campaign. Remember, he was just all of a sudden gone. Where did Ed go? Then they brought him back. They rehabilitated him. He had the surgery with his sister and so on. So he seemed to be on the mend. He got, you know, Bill Hemmer's old job with Sandra Smith. And all of a sudden now we're into scandal mode again. So it was a pre-scandal mode that got him, pre-scandal to the scandal. From many years back, apparently. That's what I understand. I could be wrong, and if I am, I'll definitely correct the record. But my inkling here, as when I put my administrative cap on, there's something flawed about the system at Fox in the way they've been doing these things. Because I've been watching this whole cavalcade of men, you know, it was Bill O'Reilly, and of course, now getting into the election season, Ed Henry has been a dogged reporter. Of course, he's the one who asked the question about the bit wash or the bleach bit, in which you know, they were washed with bleach and all this other stuff. Her server, remember, that was the question that she asked, and she's standing in this high school auditorium, and he goes, "Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?" And she's kind of backing up because that question she did not like. And so all of a sudden, you know, what do you mean? Like with wash it off with bleach? I don't know what that means, you know, that sort of thing. She was dumbing up the fact that, you know, of course, her server was the problem. and her server she was lying about, even to this day, of course, there's that still is an item of investigation going on right now by Bill Barr, of all people. Actually, you know, John Bull Durham, as we call him, he's taken that one up. But she didn't like that question, you could tell. And it was just a week later, so Ed's out. So, you know, now you're coming up to an election, and he knows all the places which all everybody's, you know, all the graves are, basically, all the skeletons in the closet for Joe Biden. He knows all about the scandal in the Ukraine. He knows too much. So there's that problem. He knows too much, and the left hate his guts. And if they're going to take you out, they're going to take you out. That's what they're trying to do here with Ed Henry. And they did. So I'm just saying it just doesn't seem right what's going on at Fox News with these sexual harassment things. Like every male around has some sort of sexual harassment thing. Even what's his face? What was the guy's name who used to be there at the noontime? Now Hemmer is there. Bill Hemmer is there. Anyway, that guy, he's gone because of sexual harassment. I mean, it just strikes you down, right? Same-sex sexual harassment, I guess, you know, like I was talking about before. I mean, you got to have it with all the persuasion, but never the women. Never the women. See, when you always see the men tumbling from their power positions, you kind of question why aren't the women. You know, absolutely. You have sexual harassment on that side. We've seen that one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
And the situation with Donald Trump yesterday doing, I think, absolutely incredible work as President of the United States. And let's set the stage here that on Hannity on Wednesday night, one of the Hannity is so good. I mean, he is, you know you're good. And you know, we do this all the time, and I applaud Hannity for this. You know, we have a thing going on. You know, we're driven by the computer. There's no question about it. We have our roll-ins and into, you know, outros and intros and all this other good stuff. And then we have to abide by, you know, we have contracts with people. We have to play their commercials and stuff like that. But we're not afraid, and we tell people we'll blow through the commercials if something is happening. And In Kennedy's world, this is big money when he blows through commercial blocks to get to the story. And Tucker Carlson does the same thing. There's short form and long form radio. So you can go long form and you can have the dialogue for the entire hour. And we've done that. We've done the beginning of the show and we've done the end of the show, the intro and outro of the show, and nothing in between but talk, you know. And we'll do that sometimes in hours. Because we have 3 hours, but the bigger thing is that when you have a great story, you can't kill it. And oftentimes, you know, these places will do just that, right? They'll kill it. But in this case, Hannity doesn't do that, and Tucker Carlson doesn't do that. So, you know, some of Tucker Carlson's monologues go for 25 minutes. I mean, you know, that's two commercial blocks. So, you know, he's blowing off some big people there to get you the news and the truth, and the same with Hannity. So they'll do that. So one of the things that happened was this aggrieved father who lost his son in the chop zone. Right? Remember him? Maybe you don't remember. We covered this yesterday. It was just incredible stuff, this whole story that he came out with, his story about his son and Horace Lorenzo Anderson, whose son, Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr., died in the chop zone. And the father, during the Hannity show, revealed that he was not allowed to see his son in the hospital after his son was shot, and he was not allowed to see his son's body for a week after he died. Mr. Anderson said he was not contacted by law enforcement, the mayor, the governor, or any politician about the matter. Mr. Anderson cried and shared his feelings of a loving father who had suddenly lost his son. It's just heart-wrenching. Mr. Anderson was shown a video of police begging the people of CHOP to let them in, along with emergency personnel to assist his son's emergency care the night he was shot in CHOP. The father had not seen the video and was visually moved. Mr. Anderson had a good friend sitting on his side. And I don't know. I think I'm going to play part of it for you if we have it in the right place here. I'm going to play this. This is from ALS Bam Bam. Let's see if we've got this one going.
I still ain't heard from the mayor. Incredibly, Donald Trump called me. The president of the United States called me today.
There you have it. So that was yesterday. That was Mr. Anderson. Let's hear it again.
I still ain't heard from the mayor. Incredibly, Donald Trump called me. The president of the United States called me today.
That is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand? That is a bombshell, an absolute bombshell. Well, I noticed that that was up there for several hours yesterday, maybe about an hour, I should say. And then it went to the second tier, the third tier. Now it's not even anywhere you can find it in the main tiers of things. This is a great story. This is an incredible story, and it's clearly a smackdown to Black Lives Matter. Because obviously, Black Lives did not matter to Mr. Anderson's son, right? So who takes the time and cares about this man? A black man, I might add. I hate to have to say that. An agreed father, let's leave it at that. But Donald J. Trump. You know, Agnes Gibney, who's an angel mom, she's with New California, by the way. She's down there in San Bernardino as the San Bernardino County Chair. Our senator, excuse me, she's our state senator from San Bernardino County. And, of course, her son was killed, shot, assassinated by a gangster. And she's talked about this. We've had her on the show here. She's talked at our conventions from New California. You know, we've had just an absolute bevy of people coming forward and talking on behalf of angel moms, and now he's an angel dad. There's no question about this. And, of course, what happened was is that his son, who is a special needs son, now that's very close to my heart, of course, a special needs son, got in the car, 19 years old. He kissed his father goodnight. They're going to, and he left the house at about 10 o'clock at night and went with a buddy, and they went down to the chop zone. They pulled up in their nice little white car, and all of a sudden they opened fire on him and killed them both. Killed them both. Now, they shot him. From what I understand, they bled out, and they bled out because for a couple hours, these CHOP folks would not let the police in to help them. Well, you know, where do you have the cojones as the police to not go in there to do something? Now, it's kind of an interesting thing. I was talking to people last night, and we came to the conclusion, clearly, that the police were in a no-win situation. Go in, arrest people, start a riot, and God only knows what's going to happen to extract the wounded, if you will, to get him out of there, face that, and of course then face the ire of the mayor who's going to fire you because you did bad police work, right? Saving the kids' lives. So they bled out and died. Now, one of the things that's conflicting in the story, which I find interesting from Fox News yesterday, and we'll read from that, it says that the mayor called Mr. Anderson first and then Donald Trump. Now, you just heard this statement by Mr. Anderson, didn't you? Let's play it again. It's just a few seconds. You just heard this. And this is from him yesterday. This came out yesterday at 5:24 p.m. yesterday. Here we go.
I still ain't heard from the mayor. Incredibly, Donald Trump called me. The president of the United States called me today.
Okay, incredibly, the president, I still ain't heard from the mayor. Okay, so why do they have that in their storyline that the mayor, called him beforehand? Why do they have that? Are they lying to us? Are they trying to prop up the mayor in some way, Fox News? Are you that far in bed with these folks? You got to keep that COVID virus thing going, and you got to keep the Black Lives Matter thing going. Keep us all in fear. Is that what they're doing there? Are they lying about Donald Trump? Donald Trump, according to the dad, in this broadcast that came out on Twitter, was 5:25 yesterday afternoon. Incredibly, the president of the United States called him, but I still hadn't heard from the mayor. See, that's news to me. I thought, and I was making the assumption that maybe Donald Trump had called the mayor in advance, said, you need to call, because I'm going to call. Now, I understand as an administrator why that's important, because the city should know that the president is going to call on a big topic, I mean, just as a courtesy, as leaders in the United States. But now we're finding out, she didn't call. No one from the city has called. Nobody from the, of course, the police department, you know, the police chief. She's as weak as they get, and she's all in for Black Lives Matter. I know she's gotten tough, but That's because the national news is just freaking out on her. And there's too many deaths going on. Everybody's dying now. Everybody's getting shot by AK-47s. Oh, shocking. You know, where's our AR-15? Although we got AK-47s. The Chinese are here, right? The Chi-Coms. That's okay for the Seattle folks, I guess. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Everybody's wearing a face mask. Right. Everybody in the world is wearing a face mask. That's a bad thing to do. Bad for your health. We're going to have, I think next Thursday, almost a week from now, Peggy Hall is going to be with us. You've probably seen Peggy Hall. She's the one talking about the face mask and everything. She's from Orange County, San Clemente. Surfer girl. And she does a fantastic job explaining. She's a health person. She's been nationally known, nationally syndicated and everything. And she's going to be with us on the 12th. I think, is it the 12th? Okay, it cannot be the 12th. Wrong. She's going to be with us two times for sure. looking at July. She's going to be with us on the 9th. Okay, 9th at, in the third hour. So she'll be with us then. And then also on the 12th, she's going to be joining us for the new California State conference call on Sunday nights. Now, every Sunday night, we have a conference call. And the conference call, if I can get my proper things going on here, the conference call is, I'm going to give you this number. This is the dial-in number. This show is playing Saturday in Northern California, so you can pick it up in this area. But the dial-in number is 605-468-8812. And the access code is 831877, hashtag, okay? So let's do this again. Repete, s'il vous plaît, oui, oui. The dial-in number is 605-468-8812. 8812. See, amigos, amiga. Here, one more time. Dial-in number for the conference call. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay. Every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. Here is the dial-in number. It's for free conference call. The dial-in number is area code 605-468-8812. And the access code is 831877, hashtag. All right. Enough of the tomfoolery. If you need more information, you can email me, paul@ncs51.com. paul@ncs51.com. Make sure you sign up, okay? Absolutely mandatory that you sign up. Absolutely mandatory that you sign up. So, anyway, a lot of really good things happening for New California. We're going to kind of get into that little mode and mindset here in a second. But I wanted to kind of bring you up to date on some of the things that are going on right now. But I just want to reiterate that I think that Donald Trump is a class act. And I think by calling Mr. Anderson yesterday was spectacular. But again, Fox News pulls the story quickly because you can't have that going on, right? No, it's in the archives now. That's the quickest archival thing I've ever seen. But that's just me. It shows you what's happening there, though. Poll. This is another poll, and we brought you the poll that was, I think, that one of the only. There's only two polls. It's the USC Anderson poll or whatever it is. That's out of USC. That seems to be the stablest of all. But almost as stable is, I believe, the Rasmussen report. It's now you get the Rasmussen daily presidential polling numbers and. As far as I'm concerned, over the last two or three election cycles that I've seen this for president, they've always been spot on, and they were. You can check it out for yourself. They were spot on in selecting Donald Trump to be president, and so was the USC poll. So those are the top two in my opinion, and I go by them. So I'll track them, and you'll see what's going on today. He's up 47%. He's up to 47%. Monday, he was down at 42, so guess what? The trend is his friend. And after yesterday's numbers, of course, we had to have Chris Street come and join us. Yesterday's numbers were just over the top, 4+ million people employed. I mean, that's the largest gain ever to be tracked since, I think, World War II. So those are big numbers, and it means the economy's coming back and coming back strong. But you can't have that. No, you've got to have the COVID virus, right? Everybody's got to be gowned up, and everybody's got to be bound up. And then, of course, you have the Nazi in charge, right? Gavin Newsom, who's, guy's a sick puppy. But this is what happens when you are a dictator. You're truly a dictator. Epstein mystery. Ghislaine arrest spooks Prince Andrew. You betcha. Okay, this is another thing that happened yesterday. Shockingly. And again, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is one of the high pieces of fruit on the tree. And believe it or not, they've been working their way from the bottom, the low-hanging fruit, the mid-hanging fruit, and now they're picking from the top. So this, and I said it yesterday, and I've heard some commentary since then. I can't remember who it was, but I was listening yesterday, and they were talking about, I said exactly as I said yesterday, that this is arresting Ghislaine Maxwell is her name, is perhaps a much better situation than having Jeffrey Epstein around, because she is the black book. She knows where everything is located. And she knows who's ever been serviced by her and Epstein, who those people are, senators, congressmen, and women. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, there's women, too, yeah. You know, in fact, Ghislaine was partaking of the 14-year-olds, the 13-year-olds. Those are the allegations that are out there. So, and of course, Prince Andrew, yeah, he's spooked. You betcha, he's double spooked, because there's pictures of him with some of these underage girls already that she helped to set up. Shocking. Now, that's Prince Andrew's. Now, that's across the pond. But what about in Washington, D.C.? What about in New York? And what about in Hollywood? Yeah, she's got the real touch. And as I brought this out yesterday's show, there's also the Buckaroo, Ed Buck. Ed Buck can do a lot of harm. In fact, they found two people murdered, you know, in Ed Buck's little home, right? Yeah, in West Hollywood, which is not too far from his good friend, his very good buddy, Adam Schiff. And Eric Swalwell. And Jerry Brown. And dare I say, the Clintons. Yes, the Clintons were his best friend. See, there was a West Coast Jeffrey Epstein. His name is Ed Buck. And Ed Buck is still alive. He's still alive. He's now got murder charges following him, but he's still alive. Unless, guess what? My understanding, my inside sources tell me that he has turned into a soprano. Boy, does he sing those high notes right now. I know he's older and the hormones aren't quite what they used to be, but, you know, he just sings that way. Shocking. Shocking. I find it very interesting, don't you? Lawyer says contacted DOJ twice, never heard back, but doesn't put name on claim. That's Prince Andrew, right? I'm going to buy on this one. This is the whole Prince Andrew. Allegation that Prince Andrew is not cooperating with the U.S. investigation into the alleged sex trafficking of minors by British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, of course. And the late financier, Jeffrey Epstein. Is that what he was? I thought he was a pimp, and she was the pimpette. Just saying, I just have these kind of feelings. You know, everybody has feelings, right? Jeffrey Epstein have left the British royal bewildered, his legal team said Friday. Maxwell, a longtime associate of Epstein, was arrested in New Hampshire, as Breitbart News reported. That was yesterday, of course. Where does time go? She had lived for years with Epstein and his frequent travel companion on trips around the world, and was taken into custody around 8:30 a.m. Shocking. No prostituting young children.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're checking out this whole story about Ghislaine Maxwell. And, of course, now we got the whole situation going on with Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton. Oh, they're good. They're good, buddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill. We're good. Yeah, we're good. Anyway, we're checking out our broadcast, though. You know, that doesn't seem to be going to the live broadcast right now. Anyway, but I'm checking out Maxwell and Prince Andrew. And, of course, the thing about Maxwell was her father was a big-time spook working for the CIA. Oh, shocking. Does that shock you? And the British government, because he was a Brit, quite wealthy Brit, I might add. The indictment for her, though, on Thursday said that Maxwell assisted, facilitated, and contributed to Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls by, among other things, helping Epstein to recruit and groom and ultimately abuse the girls under age 18. And, by the way, you can do adult grooming, too. That's quite a little art form in itself, just to let you know. But grooming means exactly that. This is something that you remember, you have a lot of big problems in London now because you have so many radicalized Muslim extremists who do adult grooming of children. And there's all kinds of crimes being committed in London now by these Islamists who come over and bring their grooming of children with them, you know. The Whirling Dervish, just look that up, what that's all about. Says she has long faced allegations of procuring underage girls from him or for him, earning her the nickname Epstein's Madam. Yeah, just can't even feature it. I mean, this has been something that's been part of my professional career for years, and it's just, when I first started learning about this stuff, you know, seriously, from the Crimes Against Children's Task Force, from the LAPD back in the 1980s, it astounds me that this stuff actually goes on still today, but it does, and it's big, it's huge, it's a huge moneymaker for the cartels, you know, and of course, that's the Nancy Pelosi part of things, right? Yeah, they make lots and lots of money, but with Epstein, what he is, he's a spy. And he was always trying to get people in compromising positions so that they could do what? They could bribe them. See, when you get into these high positions, like you've got senators right now that are under scrutiny. Let's see, are they Republican, Democrat, or is there a mixture? And I'm going to say there's a mixture. I know names. I know nothing, though. I've been told names. I'm like, wow, really? But I'm not going to get into that. And then, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot the House of Representatives. And then there's state officials from different states. In California, shockingly, in their state assembly and state senate, there's quite an interesting cast of characters as well that are you know, could be on the Epstein list or the Buck list, Ed Buck, the Buckaroo list. And, you know, remember, he's a soprano, that Buckaroo. Adam, remember that. The article goes on here and says, of course, Epstein committed suicide in jail. And that's where we cover the drones that are looking at the top of telephone poles. While awaiting trial last year, and Queen Elizabeth II's second son quit his royal duties after the after he defended his relationship with him. He has since faced claims from U.S. prosecutors he is running shy of giving his version of events. The Duke's team remains bewildered, given that we have twice communicated with the DOJ, she says, acting U.S. Attorney, Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, told reporters Thursday that they would welcome Prince Andrew's coming in to talk with him. I bet they would. I bet they would. And of course, they have a picture here with, oh, there he is, Bill Clinton in the golf cart. Back in 1999, August 27th. Martha's Vineyard, there you go, playing golf. U.S. Attorney. Now, she's a private attorney. Gloria Allred. Now, listen, this is the first time on this case, actually. I've been saying, you go, girl. Go, give them all the glory, Gloria. Give them all your glory. You know, I'm serious. Let the screeching one go. Just go, unbridled. Let the reins out for Gloria. I'm serious. I am serious. Absolutely, 100,000% I support her. Believe it or not, I said that. Gloria Allred, I said that. You know, the ambulance chaser queen deluxe, right? You go. This is now when you go. Just let those reins out. That's horsey talk, by the way. So U.S. Attorney Gloria Allred insisted the prince is subjecting those who suffered at Epstein's hands to a torture test by not speaking candidly about his friendship with the convicted pedophile. She said, the question is, Prince Andrew, when is he going to tell what he knows? He needs to do that. He needs to do it without delay. It is so traumatizing and difficult for the victims not to know the truth. And this kind of torture test that Prince Andrew is subjecting the victims to, like, will he or won't he give a statement? If he will, when? Yeah. It's not, let her go, you know. I like with torture test. There you go. Doesn't she have a way with words, Gloria Allred? Just left people. Now, there's another story here. I want to get into this real quick. I think we have time. Here we go. National parks are the latest target of systemic racism claim. I actually saw this yesterday. I have just absolutely... You got to remember that the Park Service is one of the first to be infiltrated in the Department of the Interior. And it goes all the way back with me, back to 2004 and 5, with the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania. Because it's the largest mosque in the world. Remember, they wanted to build it as a mosque, and we jumped right in the middle of that? And that was in 1993. That was during the Inside Education show. And again, we revealed and blew up the fact that the Park Service at that time had been so infiltrated by radical Muslims that they had completely Islamified the Department of the Interior. So it shouldn't be a surprise today that you're hearing that, you know, comments about racism that's systemic. Critical race theory, anybody? Remember that? That holds, there it is, right here. They're trying to erase. It says, elements of the left are claiming now that America's national parks are built on, shockingly, systemic racism. Right. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so those of you that enjoy going back to re-education camp, right, about racism, you know, we've been here, done this, and saw it with the in the 50s and 60s, primarily through the 50s and 60s, with the racist, the real racist, and now everybody's racist who's not comporting to the racist dogma out there by the race hustlers that are out there. Using race to destroy the country. You know, that's basically what they wanted to do with Trotsky in that group. And here it is, and we're being faced with it right now. And throwing up probably pretty falsified data. The left always uses data the wrong way, and they lie to you. And that we're seeing this right now with the COVID virus response, right? And about how we now have teams of people going out to round up the usual suspects. We're going to have to play that one again. In the next hour, I'm going to play the thing when the whistle blows and Claude Rains and Bogart come up and talk about, why are you shutting me down? I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Round up the usual suspects. Anyway, that's going to be coming up. I'm going to play it. I promise to play it. And so you can kind of get the drift of all this stuff. And I'm shocked to see gambling going on when it's convenient for me to see gambling going on, and I can create a crisis. And, of course, race hustling has long been one of the biggest hustles going on. And it's interesting, you don't hear anything from the left about modern-day slavery, which is real race hustling by the left, and how much money do they get by buying and selling people coming across the border by the billions. And, of course, that's why Nancy Pelosi wants this to continue. They just don't want to bring you that news and information. But we're more than happy to here on Agenda 21 Radio. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.